Welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod. It's Friday, May 8th. I note the date in this episode because earlier today, I took a ride in a side-by-side with Alamosa County Sheriff Robert Jackson and Alamosa County Administrator Ronnie Wisdom. We toured the various homeless camps that exist in the wooded areas of the Rio Grande, just east of town here in Alamosa. This is a topic we've been reporting on at alamosacitizen.com. Earlier this week, the Alamosa County Commissioners held a meeting and heard from private landowners who either border the area or whose property the encampments are on. Here is some audio from that meeting. This is Alamosa County Commissioner Lori Lasky in an exchange with La Puente staff.
You know what, Chairman. I appreciate the comments that you make of meeting people where they are. But on our side, I have a whole bunch of other constituents that need to be met where they are. And quite frankly, they're fatigued and they're tired of dealing with this. And we put so much effort on one end that we're not taking care of those other constituents. When we have private property that is destroyed, then that becomes where it becomes a menace for the rest of the citizens. And I'm concerned that we focus on so much here and everybody else is left to fend on their own.
Even the pollution to our water and everything else when they're camping out there by the river, I mean, we're polluting water that is irrigating crops, we're polluting water that we may drink because they're not utilizing bathrooms. And then when you're giving them the supplies and if they're so bad you don't want them in your facility, and why do we want them in our community if you're giving them food and supplies? I mean, that's the question that I'm asking you, is why are we, if they're not allowed to be in your facility and they're out there in our neighborhoods, why are we allowing this? Because I know for a fact that we have people that are being paroled out here, because I'm on the community corrections, or they're being paroled and they're using your address as their place of residence. So we're getting people here that are really rough coming into our area. And I know you can't pull, or you don't pull background checks on people, but you're getting some bad people in here, and they're using your address as the point. And that's what not only are we polluting water and stuff like that, we're getting criminals in here, and you're enabling them to stay here by giving them the resources they need. And if there's no other place for them to go, they're gonna be on private property, because there's not a lot of public property out there that's state-owned or county-owned or anything like that.
You can read a full account of the meeting on alamosacitizen.com. So then the sheriff calls me Friday morning to ask if I wanted to go with him on a ride to see the camps. He took Ronnie and me on a side-by-side ride for, close to 90 minutes. We visited a variety of areas in the back, east of Alamosa. These camps are easily accessible on foot. I do it all the time. Just didn't realize I was on private property as I was doing it. You get to them end of Main Street, or as you're trailing on 6th Street past the railroad tracks just east of town, follow the railroad track, keep trailing east, half mile, mile, you're back in that area, woods off to the left, woods off to the right of the railroad tracks. Back in there, you'll find people living, people camping. I used to ride my bike back there. I'm sure Owen Woods did. Owen, you've been back in there.
Plenty of times. We used to tromp around there all the time.
Another way you can access this area is by crossing over the bridge into East Alamosa, walking right from there, trailing back either off the dike or through the neighborhoods there in East Alamosa, and then into the woods. A lot of people do this when they're trailing, they're riding their bikes, they're on a motorbike, they're taking off on the trails that exist back there. It's a kind of a pastime, I guess, around here growing up here when you live in Alamosa or live in East Alamosa. Owen will tell you about that.
We used to, it was called Devil's Playground back in the day, and we used to do airsoft wars and paintball, and we used to get on our bikes and dirt bikes. Yeah, we'd disappear for hours back there.
There are multiple ways to get back in there. They're very accessible, very easy to do. A lot of us do it on a regular basis. Again, just did not realize that as we're doing it, we're in a section with private property, public property. The private property is owned by people like Sarah Chavez. She owns property back there. Blue Sky LLC owns property back in that area. ConocoPhillips owns property back in that area. The railroad company owns property back in that area. There's an entity called Stone Capital. They have property rights back in this same area. And when you're on a side-by-side or you're just walking through the area, you don't know really where you are or what property you're on or whose property you might be on.
You wouldn't even know that this is even here.
There's also homeless encampments on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Some of the worst ones we saw today were on U.S. Fish and Wildlife property. But we saw them on all these different pieces of property when we were trailing back there with the sheriff earlier today. Here's the sheriff coming up to one camp. This camp was particularly impressive, actually. Looked a lot like the organization you would see at St. Benedict's Camp over by the Alamosa Parks and Recreation. This camp seemed to have some organization to it. Here's the sheriff. He woke up, people sleeping in their tent. Here he is telling them they're on private property and they could get a trespassing ticket.
Anyway, any kind of long-term plan? Tim DeLette, you know the corresponder, Tim? He's got a plan. He can help you relocate, you know, bus tickets, whatever. There's got to be solution to this, something better than this, you know, and with all due respect.
No, I get it. I get it. Trust me, this isn't the first place I wanted to come.
Where were you working?
Greer Roofing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So we don't, outreach for La Puente, I don't think they come out here too much, do they?
Someone was telling me they used to come out here all the time.
Yeah, and they go on the other side of the river, but they haven't, I don't think they've been out here much. So if you need stuff, do you go to La Puente for help?
Yeah.
Okay. How does that work?
For the most part, good. I mean, they're the one that got us this tan tarp.
How do you feel about doing that? It's kind of tough to ask for help, huh?
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, no. We're all that way. Anyway, we're gonna bring some containers to pick up some of those needles.
Okay.
Because that's kind of dangerous out here. So.
Yeah, it's close.
Anything we can do?
Right now,
so the deputies come out here, they're writing tickets. Have you gotten one yet?
No,
they wrote tickets out of here yesterday.
Oh, shit, okay.
And these guys here all got tickets for trespass. Ooh. So, yeah, you're trespassing.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So we've posted it a couple times, and if they come out here, you might get a ticket.
Okay.
And the owners are concerned with, you know, this whole thing. And
we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to hit a little bit more audio from the people who have been camping back there. I talked to one couple who had just been removed from their home just a week ago, and this is where they found themselves. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Just down the road in Antonito, a short drive from Alamosa, climb aboard the historic Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad. Stream through Colorado's high country in the San Luis Valley. Plan your trip at cumbresandtoltec.com. Support comes from Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. CHFA supports Colorado home ownership and works with a statewide network of lenders. Visit chfainfo.com/yourhome. CHFA is an equal housing lender.
We're back, and this is the Valley Pod. Just a quick note that we're heading into graduation season here in the month of May. Adams State's graduation is this Saturday, May 16th. Legendary running coach Damon Martin will give the keynote address. Now we're going to go back to our tour of Alamosa's homeless encampments, a tour that I took today with Alamosa County Sheriff Robert Jackson and Alamosa County Administrator Ronnie Wisdom. I think it was enlightening both for Ronnie and myself to see everything that the sheriff and his staff, people like Tim DeWitt, the Alamosa Police Resource Officer, they see on a daily basis and talk to these people. They actually know many of them that are back in there camping because the ones I talked to, and I talked to a couple of them, were all from here locally. They'd either just been ended up in a situation where they're not in their home anymore. Now they're out in the woods camping. We drove up into one camp and the sheriff says, "Wake up," knowing that all the people are still in their tents, probably a half a dozen tents scattered around in this area, and people were likely still asleep. He wanted to notify them that he was coming in. He said, "Wake up." It was about 10:30 in the morning. One couple peeked their head out of their tent to talk to the sheriff. I then sat down and visited with them for a few minutes. Here's some of that conversation.
This out here for yourself and how you do it, like what that daily routine is for you and how you then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
he wants to know just like on how
we like live like this.
Yeah.
It's been rough. We lost our place older down on 9th Street, and so we've just been trying to get back up on our feet, you know? And this is honestly, the outreach ended up helping us out with a tent and stuff, and it's way better than being out in the cold, you know?
Morning, Victor!
So, yeah.
But, how long you been doing this?
This is our first month, honestly, doing this, but we're trying to get into a place.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get a loan so we can get a house. There's a house online that we're trying to look at and get into.
So you just lost your house on 9th, and that made you, and then you tried to figure it out from there?
Yeah, but yeah, this is our first month doing this. I'm not used to doing this. And these ones, other people around here have lived here for...
How do you feel in terms of that? Should you just come out at night, daytime, you're in the town, or...
We're out every day.
Yeah, we go out during the day. We don't have a warrant or anything like that.
No, so. Right. So then this is like coming home at night to sleep.
Yeah, just to sleep. Just to have somewhere.
But yeah, just have somewhere to go, you know?
Did you know this was private property?
No, we didn't.
It's interesting, huh? I would never have thought that either.
Yeah, we didn't know it was private property.
Like, years ago, there's a lot of people used to camp, like, homeless people used to sleep out here.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, laws change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
New statutory law and all that crap. Yeah.
Hey, well, God bless, and I hope you guys get back on your feet, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate you talking to me.
You're from Alamosa, yeah?
I'm from here. Yeah.
I'm from Buena Vista, but...
Yeah,
born and raised in the valley, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you so much.
You have a nice day.
Again, this was a local couple, the girl from Monta Vista, the guy from Alamosa. This is where they grew up. They're from this area. And this is how a fraction of the people who call the valley home live. They're out in tents, out in the woods. They've been displaced. You see needles. You obviously see drug addiction. You talk to them. They're trying. They don't know where to go. They end up homeless. They end up in the woods just east of town, just both north and east of the river, south of the river there. And I'm telling you, there are many camps. The sheriff estimates a dozen. We were traveling all over those woods, in and out, for a good 90 minutes. And you honestly can't tell where you are once you're back in there. And you honestly can't tell whose property you're on because it all intersects. It's all like one puzzle. It all fits together back in those woods. And you wonder how you even know you would be on private property unless you come in one of the entrances where it will be marked in some areas where it says private property. But as Owen and I will tell you, we did this as kids. Even if you see a private property sign right there on the river, you slip around it and keep walking. That happens. Happened my whole life, Owen. Happened all your life. That's what we're dealing with in unincorporated Alamosa County. I don't know how you find a solution. They're going to keep working at it. Certainly understand how you could be frustrated if you're in the neighborhoods of East Alamosa there, which is really coming along very nicely, by the way. And back in the woods, you're dealing with people that are walking back in there living. You can understand, certainly, their frustration. How you solve it, we'll keep looking at this. We'll keep attending meetings. We'll try to keep you up to date on what's happening with the homeless encampments. We appreciate the sheriff's tour this morning. Hey, this is the Valley Pod. Our next guest will be San Luis Mayor Tiffany Gallegos and town manager Teddy Linebach. Until then, we'll see you around the valley.
Looking for the freshest food in the valley? Introducing the new SLB Local Foods Directory, where you can meet your neighbors and eat better. From colorful potatoes and crisp greens to farm-fresh eggs, dairy, and meat, find exactly who grows your food right here in the valley. Support local, eat fresh, and strengthen our community. Are you a local farmer or producer? Add your information. Visit alamosacitizen.com today and discover the freshest food from the heart of the valley.